This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Election Commission has said no re-poll has been recommended in any of the polling stations in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu, where voting was held on Thursday. According to the Commission, the polling process was completed without any major disruption that would warrant fresh voting at any booth. The Commission said standard scrutiny mechanisms, including inputs from observers and field reports, were carefully reviewed before arriving at the decision. The first phase of polling in West Bengal covered 152 constituencies across 16 districts, achieving a record 92.72% of voter turnout. On the other hand, Tamil Nadu witnessed a high-voltage electoral contest on Thursday, as poll for all 234 assembly constituencies concluded with a robust voter turnout of over 85.15%, reflecting strong public participation in one of the state's most closely watched elections in recent years. The second phase of polling in West Bengal is scheduled to take place on 29th of April. In West Bengal, campaigning for second and final phase of assembly elections has intensified, with senior leaders of various political parties conducting a series of rallies and roadshows in the final days leading up to the polling. Voting for the second phase is scheduled to take place on 29th of April this month. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will address public meetings today at Salimabad, Tarun Sangha ground in Jamalpur of Purva Vardhaman, and at Shampur in Howrah. On the other hand, Congress leader and leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi will hold rallies in Srirampur in Hooghly, at Shaheed Minar in Kolkata, and Methia Bruce today. In a major boost to connectivity and tourism, the Railway Ministry will launch a direct Vande Bharat Express train service between Jammu and Srinagar from 30th of this month. The semi-high-speed train is expected to significantly cut travel time and offer a faster, more comfortable and reliable journey through the scenic Kashmir Valley. Equipped with modern amenities and improved safety features, it is expected to boost tourism by improving access to destinations such as Pahalgam, Gulmarg and Sonmarg. Local businesses, particularly in the hospitality and transport sectors, are likely to benefit from increased tourist inflow. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu will receive the prestigious Business Reformer of the Year 2025 award by a leading media organization in Mumbai today. He has been selected for the award for implementing transformative initiatives such as speed of doing business and speed of delivering governance in the state. He has been recognized for his efforts in creating an investment-friendly ecosystem, introducing progressive industrial policies and boosting investor confidence. He has also been credited with simplifying approvals and driving reforms to position Andhra Pradesh as a leader in technology, innovation, IT, electronics and green energy sectors. Colombian President Gustavo Petro arrived in Venezuela to meet acting President Delcy Rodriguez, marking the first visit by a foreign leader since the U.S. operation that led to Nicolas Maduro's capture in January this year. Border security-dominated talks, with both sides agreeing to joint military planning and intelligence sharing to tackle drug trafficking. The two countries also signed several cooperation agreements under the Neighborhood Commission, focusing on trade, energy, health and the environment. Leaders stressed economic self-reliance, promoting import substitution and stronger regional ties. Petro said Colombia and Venezuela share a brotherly relationship. In Lebanon, six people were killed and two others injured in Israeli airstrikes in southern part of the country. Israeli forces and Iran-backed armed group Hezbollah fighters continued exchanging attacks yesterday, a day after a three-week extension of the ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon was announced. In IPL cricket, defending champions Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Gujarat Titans by 5 wickets at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru last night. Today, host Delhi Capitals will take on Punjab Kings at Arun Jaitley Stadium. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. In another match, hosts Rajasthan Royals will face Sunrisers Hyderabad at the Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.